about Jesus.
Blog Talk Amen. Radio.
We're gonna live different for the kingdom.
To everything.
Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. He groaned in his spirit and was very troubled. He was troubled in his spirit, and he said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Jesus began to cry. Now, some speculate that he was crying out of emotion because this was a loved one of his. This was someone that was dear to him, and he was crying because of the loss of Lazarus. But scripture-wise, as we get to read that, that would kind of seem far-fetched. If he had the ability to raise Lazarus again, I don't think that his emotions would have gotten caught up in Lazarus dying, because he is life. Amen. He came to give life, and that life more abundantly. It seems a little odd that he will be crying because of a loss of life. But the Bible says, and said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened up the eyes of the blind have called that even that this man should not die? And this is what we got to understand what is happening. Jesus began to feel troubled in his spirit. I believe that he began to weep because he was vexed in his spirit. He was vexed because he could not understand how all these that were around him, that walked with him, that talked with him, that witnessed him to open blinded eyes and things of this nature, how they could have so little faith in the time of adversity. The Bible says that when you faint in the time of adversity, that your faith is small. So I gather to say that he was weeping because he could not understand how long he had been with them, that they still didn't believe him or didn't consider that he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead. And the Bible says that Jesus therefore began groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And one of the sisters of him that were dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. Now we know that, scientifically speaking, that the body begins to rot within 3 days, and the fourth day, obviously, there is no returning. There's no coming back. There is no possibility of being revived. And I think this is the way that God wanted to move, to show them that there's nothing impossible with God. And Jesus went on to say to her, said, I say unto thee, that if thou would believe it. See, now we know this is by faith. Now we know that he's trying to challenge them where they are. Now we know that he's trying to show them who God is. If thou would believe it, thou shalt see the glory of God. See, one thing about man, we have people, amen, that were on their deathbed, that were near death, or that even died. We talk about all those experiences put on television and social media, but this man here, Jesus Christ, amen, he allows a man to be dead for 4 days and take any doubt that he was dead from anybody that was watching, because they say, well, if he's in the grave this long, then he should be stinking by now. And Jesus said, God's going to get the glory in his life. God's going to get the glory in what I'm about to do. And the Bible said they took the stone away from the place where he dead when was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard of me. I tell you what, if that's not faith in action, I don't know what faith is. The Bible says that we should speak things that are not as though they are. Jesus is already giving praise. Jesus is already magnifying God. What are you going to do? The Bible says that I know that you hear me always, but because of the people which stand before me, I said that thou mayest believe that thou hast sent me. And when Jesus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with the grave clothes, and his face was bound about a napkin. And Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came with Mary had seen the thing that Jesus did and believed on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them the thing that Jesus had done. Then they gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees' council and said, what do we, for this man doeth many miracles? Here's the point. A lot of times we feel that our situation is dead. Not because it died, not because it didn't work, not because it failed, but it failed and it's been in a failing state for so long. Oh, I really got trouble in marriage, God. I understand that, but we've been in this place in our marriage for so long. God, I know that you can heal bodies. I understand that we get sick sometimes, but God, I've been sick with this disease for so long. God, I understand that we have financial difficulties, and sometimes we're going to go through, but God, I've been going through this same problem for so long. Bible says here that Jesus wept because of their faith. They couldn't understand that even though the situation was dead to man, that it was still alive to God. The Bible says that it's impossible for you to please God without faith. And he said, but if you believe, nothing is impossible. I don't care how dark your situation is. I don't care how dry the bones are. Speak to them, prophesy to the bone, and they shall live. If you want your ministry to be blessed, speak things that are not as though they are. God, you're blessing me. You're calling me to go out on the radio. You're calling me to go out into the mission field, God, and do what you call me to do. You're calling my congregation to grow. You're calling me to come off of my job. I'm speaking about myself right now. You're calling things that are not to be as though they are because you believe it by faith. Jesus begins to thank God and bless God even before Lazarus had raised from the dead. He's trying to give us an example of what faith should be today. So it's not that Jesus wept because he was coming, even though he was touched with all of our infirmities and our weakness. His weakness had nothing to do with the fact that Lazarus was dead, but that the people did not believe that he could bring back alive. I tell you what, even further so, even if Lazarus died, amen, we know that we have to all die. The Bible says there's one death appointed to every man, and then the judgment. But the hope is that we're going to raise up again. Jesus being the firstborn of many brothers to be raised up from the dead. And the Bible says they have power in his hand to do all things. I tell you what, I bless God because he's so good to us. He's a good and perfect God, and he never fails. And he hears us, like Jesus said in this particular passage here. God, I know you can hear me. I have confidence in you. I'm going to walk in this because you are my Father. You're leading me beside the still waters. And so we got to understand that even as we go through things and there's times that we may even waver in our faith, but we're going to have to get out of that place and believe God for what he's already done and believe him in great anticipation of what he's going to do in the future. Amen. This is Pastor Steve Denwin of New Season Ministries. We love and appreciate you. We ask that you continue to bless us. You can bless us financially, spiritually, or talking to us at PO Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 75138. We would love to hear from you, and we would love for you to touch and agree with us in this ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.